the opportunity to work with that room. You know, it's a special group of guys that are in there, high character guys with great football intelligence, and I'm excited to get in there and get to meet with them. But we'll still do a lot together, as we usually do. You know, we just got to get the logistics of what happens in season and where our time's spent with each group. But it's definitely a challenge I'm excited about.
Alex, from what you guys have said previously, meeting-wise, you have been spending a lot of time. How does that, and I know you work together on the field, but there's got to be some challenges practice-wise, kind of dividing your attention, or could you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, this is all just, you know, preliminary right now of our plan of attack moving forward in season. But, you know, a practice, the more that I think that the receivers and the quarterbacks are together, the more beneficial it will be for both groups. You know, we do have individual periods where we break up and do our drill work. We'll just have to schedule that and structure that where I can get to both groups, you know, possibly the quarterbacks during special teams and then the individual period working together. So we'll find a way to make it work. You know, it's just, like I said, it's a great opportunity for me to get more experience as a coach. You know, that coach let us know a while back that was his vision. And what was your other question? I'm sorry.
As far as this vision of being able to do, what do you think about
that? Oh, no, I'm excited. You know, for me to have an opportunity once again to step into another room outside of my area of knowledge and coach the receivers it just gives me a chance to grow as a coach. And it's, you know, Edgar's done a great job with that group. And once again, like when I came here with the running backs, I have great resources to rely on to help me become a better coach with those guys. And Edgar will be a big part of that as well as Jerry and Edgar were when I came to the running backs. So, you know, like I said, I'm very excited about the opportunity. You know, I think with the staff that we have here and the players, you know, I don't think there's any limits to our success.
That crossover, how much was there? Because Michael kind of mentioned that, you know, throughout the course of the year, that's something that those rooms are pretty involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We meet after practice, especially to watch the practice tape. We meet together exclusively, so there won't be any changes there. You know, and the quarterbacks meet a lot more than other positions, so we'll meet during special teams where I'll have the quarterbacks, I'm sure, like I normally would. The logistics will come when we split up to individual meetings, and you know, maybe we do meet more together. Like I said, that's something we'll work out over the course of the spring, and I'll know more moving forward.
How much do your relationships, the familiarity, help? You know your quarterbacks, obviously you've been around these
sure.
receivers. How much does that help in terms of being a position coach?
Oh, I think it definitely helps. You know, just being around that receiver group for 3 years as an assistant, I think they understand me as a coach and who I am and what I can bring to that room. You know, that definitely helps as stepping into a new situation without anybody knowing you or your personality or your abilities. That could be concerning. But I think these guys know, you know, the type of guy I am and type of coach I'll be for him.
Are you a big technique coach guy, Alex? People speak so highly of you, but what does that really mean? What works for you?
What works for me is just being honest with the players and trying to find the best way to get whatever the information is that I have to them and the easiest way for them to understand. And I don't know the other way to put it. You know, I think that's what good teachers do. No matter how the person learns or responds, it's being able to find the right ways to present something to somebody to help them understand it and learn it. And I think that's what any great coach or teacher can do.